God. This is random. Oh, this is really random. Well, I got sober. This time it's for good, I think. This time it's for life. It's been a while now. It's been over a week. I've got an app this time, so I think this time it'll stick. And I went about it the usual way. I had a big night, then woke up the next morning and thought, that's it, I'm never drinking again. Went about the rest of the day, just status quo. Had a little bit of shakes later in the afternoon, but nothing that didn't pass pretty quickly. So it was all gravy. And then I noticed, this could only happen to me. Think to yourself, do you know anyone or know of any podcast hosts that this could possibly, something this random could possibly happen to? I noticed later in the day, I checked the calendar. It's 4:20. It's the 20th of April. Who else do you know would accidentally get sober on 4:20? Oh my God. Me and my random ass. But I feel great. I feel great. But I thought you guys would get a kick out of it. It's not the randomest thing. It's the most random thing that's happened to me in about a fortnight. Not that that's saying much.
Hi, it's Luke Hand. I'm in the waiting room at the doctor's office. Just getting a full blood test and my first ever urine test. All of this just to figure out whether my thyroid might be in trouble. Overachieving or underachieving, or just packed it in completely. We shall find out. And also whether I might be a bit high in adrenaline. That could account for being a bit jumpy and quick to nervousness. So we shall see. I'll be in there in about half an hour. Tried to get in early, but a couple of people beat me to it. And I'll let you know how it goes. All right, thanks, see ya.
Now, my house currently has an infestation of fruit flies. And it seems like this might be epidemic in Melbourne at the moment, because a couple of my friends also living in Melbourne have mentioned having these little midges flying around the house, mostly in the kitchen, and they're very annoying and very difficult to get rid of. If you just search on DuckDuckGo or any other search engine for fruit fly traps, you'll find the how-to article that I used to get rid of them. But they're mostly gone now, but a couple of days ago I was still dealing with them, and I had a dream where YouTuber Matthias Wendell, the woodworker, Canadian woodworker, came over and was going to work on my kitchen bin, and he was inspecting the bin and taking measurements, and I explained to him that we had an infestation of fruit flies at the moment, and I said to him, actually, I emptied the bin last night. Can you open the bin and just check that there's no fruit flies hanging around in there? And then he opened it up, and it was full of fruit scraps and then loads of fruit flies. And Matthias just looked up at me and was like, mm-hmm. Paging Dr. Freud on that one. I don't know quite what to make of that. Suffice it to say, as I said earlier, they're pretty much under control now. I'm going to keep leaving the traps out for a couple of weeks and keep changing the traps to catch any more. Because what can happen is often people will put the traps out, catch all of the adult flies, but then get rid of the traps thinking that they've gotten rid of them. And then, of course, the eggs that have been laid elsewhere will hatch, and then a new generation will come and annoy them. So I'm going to keep doing it, keep changing the traps for a couple of weeks, and any flies born in the next couple of weeks will also be caught and killed. Cheers.
Fudge! I have to make a trial run of a vegan recipe for a dinner party that I'm going to tomorrow night. And I can't find any recipes online that sound tasty. But of course, come closer. Doesn't matter if the recipe's not entirely vegan, as long as the non-vegan ingredients aren't noticeable to the people that I serve it to. I had to laugh on the train before. Saw a bloke listening to something and I was thinking to myself, nice earphones, buddy. He had, you know those headphones with the wire going from the actual earpiece with a wire cord plugged into your listening device, Walkman or Discman or iPod, MP3 player, and smartphones. A lot of smartphones still have the 3.5mm headphone jack. And I don't know why some people... The type of people that use typewriters at cafes and listen to vinyl and say that it's got a warmer sound to it. God bless them. Truly wireless headphones like the Apple AirPods and there's other similar products out there. They've been around for a couple of years now, so it's 2018, but yeah, you still see people wearing these wired earphones around. Oh god, you still see them. Yeah. Well, there was one on the train today. God bless them. If you're listening and you haven't done a urine test before, this is basically how it works. You're going to be issued with a large jug, bottle. I've got a 4 litre bottle. And first piss of the day, don't include that in the bottle. That goes straight into the toilet, flushed away. From then on, from your second pee onwards, you will collect all of your pee for the entire day. That's 24 hours. So, yeah, self-explanatory. And you just collect that for the entire day. And then as soon as you can thereafter, just return that to the lab and they'll run some tests on it. You can make an appointment with your GP for 2-3 days after that, and by that time they should have the test results in hand and you'll be able to check over those results. I didn't know that's how they did it. I thought you just did a small little wee, like a shot glass, about 30ml wee, into one of those tiny little containers. That's what I was expecting, but no, can wee up to 4 litres for this experiment. So there you go. Today I learned. That's hashtag TIL. If on a calculator, if you put in 58,008 and then turn upside down the calculator upside down, it reads like boobs.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.